And turning now to Bay Area news, he said he wouldn't, but now he apparently will. Interim San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee will take out candidacy papers tomorrow, this according to San Francisco Chronicle columnists Mateer and Ross in today's edition of the newspaper. Lee recently said he'd think about running over this weekend. The deadline to turn in candidacy papers is next Friday. Back in January, the Board of Supervisors appointed Lee as interim mayor to fill out the final year of Gavin Newsom's term, this after Newsom was elected lieutenant governor. At the time, Lee said he wouldn't run for a full four-year term this November, but instead hoped to return to his old city job as chief administrative officer, a non-elected position. But then came a well-publicized campaign calling itself Run Ed Run, backed by powerful individuals including former Mayor Willie Brown and Rose Pak from the Chinese Chamber of Commerce. The campaign to draft Lee has come under fire over its fundraising. Since Lee hasn't yet declared he's running, the campaign said it was not officially affiliated with a candidate. That exempted it from the contribution limits that apply to candidates' campaigns, leaving it free to accept funds in any amount. Just over a week ago, former Board of Supervisors President Aaron Peskin said, quote, "We have a campaign committee that is operating illegally in broad daylight," unquote. And the company that holds the city garbage collection contract has admitted that one of its executives told some company employees to gather signatures on petitions urging Lee to run. The company, Recology, says that wasn't illegal. And earlier this week, the Chronicle reported that two construction firms that do business with the city were among the main contributors to Run Ed Run. KPFA's Ann Garrison has more.
Investigative reporter Jerry Shee has covered the Run Ed Run campaign extensively for the Bay Citizen. She spoke to KPFA today.
Jerry Shee, you've written that allegations against the Run Ed Run campaign include 1, vastly exceeding campaign spending limits, 2, harnessing the labor of employees of the Chinatown Community Development Center, a social service agency receiving city funds in service to the campaign, and 3, encouraging recipients of city housing and food subsidies delivered by the Chinatown Community Development Center to support the campaign. Could you go through the evidence for each of these allegations, starting with exceeding campaign spending limits?
When the Run and Run campaign was created in early May, its main backers pitched it to us, the public, as the embodiment of this great groundswell of grassroots support for Mayor Lee. They said he had just presided over months of political peace in City Hall. He'd passed a budget relatively painlessly and also reached a pension reform deal. This was all true, and his poll numbers were great. But then the group started looking kind of hazy and vague. Independent groups can receive unlimited money, and so Run Ed Run claimed to be an independently formed committee that never coordinated its actions with the mayor, even though its two main backers, Rose Pak, the Chinatown lobbyist, and Willie Brown, the powerful former mayor, supposedly had dinner with the mayor on an almost weekly basis. And it turned out this past week, in their first ever financial disclosure filing, that the group got the vast majority of its money from less than 10 highly politically connected business people, many of whom gave $5,000 each. That's 10 times the legal limit for gifts from regular citizens like you and me. And so people wondered whether Run and Run was formed as a quote-unquote independent group to allow its network of political insiders to get around the regular campaign finance limits. And it also poked some holes in the idea that this was some huge outpouring of grassroots support. So that's the money issue.
How about the charge that the city-funded Chinatown Community Development Center staff are working on Ed Lee's campaign, and the charge that the Chinatown Community Development Center is encouraging recipients of city housing and food subsidies that they deliver to support Run Ed Run?
The campaign also enjoyed a great deal of help on the ground from volunteers that may have been associated with the Chinatown Community Development Center, which is this low-income nonprofit that's prohibited by IRS tax code from doing political work for a candidate. The nonprofit says that all of its staff and people associated with the group, such as a lot of their low-income tenants, are volunteering on their own time as private citizens, which is perfectly legal. But they do have a deep network, and the relationship with their tenant gets dicey. So if, purely hypothetically, if you encourage your tenant, who you feed every week, to go volunteer for Ed Lee, is that a gentle reminder or something more powerful?
Could any of these allegations, if proven, cause either the Ethics Commission or the courts to ban Ed Lee from the mayor's race?
No, not really. He's in now, the race for real, that's for sure. In a ruling last week, the Ethics Commission barred the Run Ed Run people from working on Lee's official race. It's expected to start tomorrow. The Chinatown CDC may at most get a slap on the wrist in the press, but I highly doubt they would lose their nonprofit status. They're one of the most prominent and widely respected nonprofits in the city.
For Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.
That was KPFA's Ann Garrison speaking to Bay Citizen reporter Jerry Shee. At least 30 candidates are already running for mayor.